And someone else that's joining us right about now, he does each and every Friday. He brings home the bacon. It's Lindsay Carr with filling up our weekend calendar. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you? You've snuck one in already.
Oh, we've got one
you
in
have.
Already.
You have.
Look,
you
this
have.
Weekend, it is all about the Denman Pig Races, hence the bacon joke.
That's right, yes. And I believe you're interviewing...
Yeah, we are talking about that a little bit later this morning. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'll just give you some brief information, so yeah, I'm not encroaching.
Okay,
but that's okay.
No, that's fine. But the races are on. What can you tell us, Lindsay?
The Denman Pig Races annual fundraiser with thoroughbred pigs, mind you, competing in 7 races, and it's full of obstacles. The pigs have to negotiate ramps and tyres and hay bales, and the winner is the first pig to put its snout into a bowl of milk at the end of the course.
Oh, dear.
So I guess they'll be bringing home the bacon. Will that be right?
They certainly will.
Yeah.
Certainly will. Okay, the 56 Matara Surf Classic is happening also across the weekend.
Tomorrow and Sunday at South Bar Beach. The standout surfing in one of the longest and continuously running contests in this country. Categories, Men's Open, Women's Open and Junior Boys. And the It's a Winner Takes All first prize. So good viewing from South Bar Beach. If the rain stays off, it'll be good.
It will be. And we've got some flower activity as well.
Yes,
floral
spectacular.
Related.
The Rose Spectacular this weekend at the Hunter Valley Gardens in Pocolbin. A display of more than 2 million blooms comprising 125 varieties. And the majority of the roses are grown at the gardens, and most of them have a fragrance, which is unusual these days for flowers, as you know.
No, I didn't know, but thank you for keeping up to speed.
Well, flowers don't smell like they used to.
They don't.
No, nothing's the same as it used to be.
Oh, maybe
so
just your
yes.
chance to get out and smell the roses this weekend.
That's right, yes.
And the Toronto Spring Fair is also a part of this weekend.
Yes, at the Boulevard in Toronto, live entertainment, fashion parades, art and craft, all the local cafes and restaurants will be open, and there'll be displays from local businesses. And you won't get lost because there'll be town criers telling you... Well, where to go, as it were.
Hee ye, hee ye.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And finally, Curry celebrates its 115th anniversary with a festival.
That's right. Rides, stalls, live entertainment. And if you like to stay around at dusk, there'll be a screening of the animated family film The Secret Life of Pets. That's in the Rotary Park at Curry Curry tomorrow.
Curry does a great festival, don't they, Lindsay?
They certainly do, yeah. Have you hosted there or not?
No, I've been to quite a few things.
Okay,
yeah,
yes.
And there's a lot of great things there. So this festival will be nothing unlike that as well. Thank you, Lindsay, for joining us this week.
That's quite okay, thank you.
We'll catch you next week. And just a reminder, you can catch Lindsay's art news at our webpage at 2NURFM.com. Details on these events and a lot more as well. Of course, minus the jokes, you have to wait till next Friday for more of those. It's 25 past 10.